time for DeVerbo Vocabulary.
Don't be afraid of change, Sandra. Don't be afraid of the future.
No temas el cambio. No temas al futuro. That's right, Colby. Change and the future are vocabulary for today. Previsión.
Forecast. Mm-hmm. Be careful, Sandra, because this is one of those words that students often like to inappropriately use the gerund. Se nos han mandado el forecasting del...
Oh, no.
Tengo el forecasting para el... No, the forecast.
No, the forecast, exactly.
Just like the planning. Yes. Tengo el planning del año que viene.
Okay. Colby, you can use this in business terms or for the weather.
The weather.
Also, the weather forecast.
Hey, if you're traveling on business, the weather forecast could be important.
It's really important, especially depending on where you're going. At Big Tech, they often did business in Chicago, and they had some problems flying in there in the winter. So they had to check the forecast.
I can remember some students where I taught once had their headquarters in Michigan, which has mm-hmm. a pretty similar climate, colder even mm-hmm. than Chicago, and them saying to me, the temperature's 5 degrees. That's not so bad. And I said, yeah, but that's Fahrenheit.
Oh, ouch. Escenario.
Look at the center. Repeat mm-hmm. that one because this is important.
Okay, I'm going to say it in Spanish.
Say it in Spanish.
Escenario.
Scenario. Not S. That S is only in Spanish.
Exactly.
Scenario. Future scenarios. Mm-hmm. You have to run. Sometimes you have to, you know, scenario. Plan for 2 or 3 different scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Evolucionar.
To evolve.
To evolve. Everybody has to evolve.
Tastes
Colby.
Evolve. Los they gustos.
Do. They do.
Habits.
Mm-hmm.
Technology.
Some things stay the same. You always have those classics. There's a famous pastry shop near here, actually, near the radio station. And their advertising campaign this year, it says that some things haven't changed since they opened. And they've been open for like 70 years or something.
Well, Sandra,
and that's what makes them good.
Fashion trends are often cyclical.
They are.
That they go out of style, but then they come back.
I just can't believe the 80s came back.
I like the 80s.
Revolucionario.
Revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most revolutionary invention of the last 10 years? Or the last most, let's say, device.
Device. The most revolutionary device. I would say maybe the laptop.
Okay. Yeah, something like that, huh? Laptop.
It's made people very mobile.
Portable. You know, these iPhones that do everything.
Nah, I love my iPhone. So all of those. But I think laptops have become very accessible to a lot of people, and it has changed the way people do things and do business as well. All right. Revolucionar.
To revolutionize.
Mm-hmm. Un acuerdo.
An agreement. Mm-hmm. So, Senator, there are several things, both internally and internationally, that we have to reach some agreements on.
That's right.
If we're going to survive as a planet.
Hay que llegar a ciertos acuerdos para sobrevivir como planeta. Cambio.
Change.
Change. Colby, change is often good. So
people, or not.
Well, or not, obviously. But a lot of people are afraid of change.
Yeah, I don't take change very well, Sandra. I like to have the established. I like to know exactly what's happening.
You've got to... It's hard. It's hard to make those choices. Aguantar el ritmo.
To keep up. So you have to keep up with your competition.
Yes, that's right. Especially in a technological world. When new things are coming out constantly, you really have to work hard to keep up.
Now, when you and I were teaching at Big Tech, Sandra, I think they were very smart.
Mm-hmm.
They were a generation ahead of their competitors.
Okay, estaban una generación por delante.
But they did not rest. They kept on doing research and development.
Of course, because they always catch up. Siempre te alcanzan, si no. Tomar la iniciativa.
To take the initiative.
Mm-hmm. Global o mundial?
Global.
Mm-hmm. Global economy.
So, but remember, this can be tricky. La situación global cuando estás hablando de tu empresa is not the global situation. That would be the overall situation.
Okay.
So global can also be overall when it doesn't mean mundial. When you're hablando mundialmente, it is the global.
All right. Desastre.
Disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Natural disaster center, they're saying, are going to play a big role in the future.
I'm sure they
are. For example, fires. As the climate gets drier, these wildfires are becoming more and more prevalent.
It's true. Derechos.
Rights. Mm-hmm. You have to keep in mind people's rights.
Yes.
Third world countries, workers' rights. There's all kinds of things to take into an account. Take into account.
Exactly. Predecir.
To predict. Mm-hmm. Only Rapel can predict the future. You and I have no idea what's going to happen.
Exactly. You can make an educated guess, but you can never predict exactly what's going to happen.
Although, we have a colleague, Sandra, mm-hmm. who graduated with a degree in marine biology.
Okay.
And he said all of the things that he's not a young man.
Uh-huh.
He said all of the things that they were predicting 25 years ago when he got his degree
yeah.
have come true.
Really?
All of the climatic changes and effects on marine life that they were predicting have come true.
That's terrible. So we've known for a long time and haven't done anything about these things. Well,
it's difficult to change, Sandra. It's difficult to convince people to change their ways.
It is. Recursos.
Resources.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what is going to become, if it isn't already, the most valuable natural resource in the future?
What? Water.
That's right.
Yes. Estar preparado.
To be prepared. That's another prediction, Sandra. When I was at the university in 1991,
uh-huh.
I had a geography professor who made us mm-hmm. do a project on water resources because
really?
He said it is going to be the most important thing in the future and it will cause wars, he predicted. Habrá, según este profesor, guerras para agua potable.
Guerras del agua. Well, I mean, just look within Spain, the problems they have with water resources, and it's in the same country. So, yes, we have to be prepared. Pillar por sorpresa.
To catch off guard. Mm-hmm. You cannot let change catch you off guard.
Exactly.
So it's like con la guardia bajada
sí, desprevenido. Mm-hmm. Plan de contingencia.
Contingency plan.
Mm-hmm. Afrontar.
To deal with. So to deal with people is tratar con la gente.
Uh-huh.
But to deal with change or to deal with an emergency is afrontar.
Exactly. You have to always deal calmly with an emergency. Deal with the situation calmly. Tendencia.
Trends.
Mm-hmm.
So a good business always knows what the next trend is going to be.
Exactly. So you can use this both for fashion, for business, anything really. Interpretar.
To interpret.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is having the information. Another thing is how you interpret it.
Yes. Tener en cuenta.
To take into account.
Mm-hmm. Incierto.
Uncertain.
Exactly.
The future is always uncertain.
Except for
Rapel.
It's the future. Responder.
To respond.
Reaccionar.
To react.
Y crisis.
Now, crisis is singular and crises. S-E-S is plural.
So crisis, crises.
Now, you want to limit your crises and be able to react quickly and efficiently
exactly.
to them. All right. If you are hiding under your bed now, fearing the dark future that awaits us, don't worry.
Nah, it'll be fine.
We'll figure something out.
Exactly.